Once you see what you actually are, that you're an infinite, limitless being, you'll see that nothing exists outside of you. I'm your host, Derek Grant, and this is the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pathway to Results podcast. It is your boy, DG. Welcome back. I can speak on this one, and everything that I do speak on is from me, really, is my perspective and how I experience everything. But I will tell you this, okay? 99.99% of us struggle with this. 99.9999% of us struggle with this thing that we call comparison. Comparison. To the point that it makes you sick, to the point that it has you like, oh my gosh, I'm never enough. Oh my gosh, I know. Like, this is the reason why the matrix, this system that we live in, why it operates. Once you get rid of comparison, you've unplugged. Good God Almighty, we're going to come in right now. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's understand what comparison is. See, in order for there to be comparison, that means there has to be at least dose, at least two. You cannot compare one thing. If there's only one thing, you can't compare. If there's only one thing, you cannot compare. If there's two things, now we have contrast. So therefore, we can compare. So here's what the issue is. We understand how the mind works, spirit, mind, body. The ego lives on the mental plane. The ego operates in duality, meaning two, dose. Anytime there's dose, there's comparison. Up, down, left, right, gay, straight, Republican, Democrat, black, white, good, bad. Right, wrong, evil, good. Do you see what happens? So now guess what happens now? We're comparing them. And now because we're comparing them, one's going to be up here and one's going to be down here. Do you not know that you're doing the same thing in your life? You're doing the same thing. You're not looking at all that you're doing because you're comparing yourself to somebody else. So guess what now? You only see what you're not doing. Do you see how this works? I know. I lived this. This was me. I was so focused on what somebody else was doing because the mind was running rampant. I was comparing myself to someone else. Well, how do we combat it, Derek? DG, how do we like, tell me, like, what do I have to do? You can't beat comparison until you realize there was nothing to win. You can't beat comparison until you recognize there was nothing to beat. You can't overcome comparison until you recognize there was nothing to compare to. Now, I'm talking on the physical plane. This is for all my 3D minds out there that just love to hear this. Let's go just a layer deeper. When you understand that which you actually are, this is for all my meditation folks out there who've been in that space, anyone who's been on that psychedelic journey, anybody who's on their healing journey, they start to recognize that they are something more, something that cannot be explained through words, something that cannot be articulated, something that cannot be experienced, something that you know without the five senses, the I am, the indwelling spirit, the self, the God, the essence, the breath of life, whatever you refer to it as. When you start to recognize that that's what you are, you start to see that that was the only thing there was and that everything else was an illusion. It was an illusion of separation. So when I look at you right now and I'm talking to you, the illusion is that you and I are separate. But the more that we get to know each other, we start to see that we are actually each other reflecting ourselves back to ourselves. And we start understanding the way nature of consciousness works. Consciousness was the only one thing, the divine particle, the self, God, the source, the creator, the all, the absolute, the Brahman, it, whatever you refer to it as, it just wanted to see what it would be like if it created something else other than itself. But we have to understand the thing about creation. See, creation will always be a part of the creator. So the creation and the creator are not separate. They are still the one thing. It's just distorted because one's carrying a lower frequency than the other. How many times you look at somebody and you be like, oh my goodness, that is so him right there. You're right, it is. Because the creation will never be separate from the creator. And I know I'm going off on a tangent right now, but this is sometimes what spirit does when it moves through me. So now here you are. You think that the one thing that the only thing that there is, you think that you're separate from it because you're living through the mind space. And that was the illusion that God was somewhere out there. When you recognize what you are, and I'm just using words that human beings use. We don't even need to use the words. When you know what you are, truly, you will see that there was no comparison. The reason why there was no comparison was because there were not two. There was only one. There was only one. There has always only been one. There will always only be one. But the mind cannot understand that. Remember, the mind operates in through duality. So there has to be a start. There has to be an ending. This is why the mind can't grasp duality. The mind can't grasp duality. Sorry, it can't grasp infinity. It does not, it can't articulate. Wait, how? Einstein said that through thermodynamics, energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can't be created nor destroyed. So what the fuck? If it ain't never been created nor destroyed, what is it? We can't even grasp it. This is what infinity is. The void. The all. The absolute. Understand what absolute means. It's unchanging. There is no changing. The all. That means it's all that is. All that is. Everything. Everywhere. All the time. This is what you were trying to do. You were trying to recognize. Recognize. Go ahead and say it with me. Recognize. That means I'm knowing again. Re means to do over. Cognize means to know. I'm doing it over. I'm knowing this over again because there was a part of you, the real you, the infinite you, that already knew this. It already knew it. But you had this human experience. You had this human experience where you forgot. You started to feel like you had to please mom and dad because in some psychological mixed with a biological response that if I pleased them and they had a smile on their face, I was safe and I was safe. I was taken care of. And if I was taken care of, I was alive. And that was the number one motive of the ego. Its only job, its only purpose was to ensure survival. So now here you are, 35, 40, 45 years old. You still living in fear right now. You still living in a state of survival. You still living from a place of lack. Why? Why? Because you're living through your mind. But there was another part. There was the real part. There was the source, the awareness behind it all. This is what we refer to as the spirit. It happened on the spiritual plane. It happened on a higher frequency. This is why we call it self-awareness. We go through self-development. See, the self didn't have to be developed. Good God Almighty, the self never had to be developed. We needed recalling it mind development. You see, when I develop my mind, now I will have awareness of the self. You see, mind development, personal development, meaning I'm developing my person. When I develop my person, I develop my mind. Now I have access to the self. And when I have access to the self, of course I'm going to have awareness. Because the self already knew everything. The spirit already knew everything. My mom used to tell me when I was young, God knows the end before the beginning. Sorry, knows the end from the beginning. Knows the end from the beginning. Knows the end from the beginning. In order to know the end from the beginning, that means time doesn't exist. If I know the end from the beginning, that means time doesn't actually exist. Of course. Of course. Of course not. Of course you don't. Why? Because that which you actually are, the indwelling spirit that exists outside of space and time. There is no time. There is no space. Y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. Ain't nobody trying to hear me. Tell them they ain't trying to hear me right now. You see how this works? So you are comparing yourself because we're still living through the mind. Why are you living through the mind? The only thing that would cause you to live through the mind is your wounds. You're still identifying with your wounds. You're still identifying with the lack. You're still identifying with, what do we refer to this as, the scarcity of the mind. You're still identifying with the survival instincts of the mind. You're still identifying with the traumas because it held on to the traumas. Because if it held on to the traumas, no matter how painful it was, it still had something to identify with. And if it had something to identify with, it was surviving. And remember, that was its only cause. That was all it was trying to do. So we have to understand, What are we? Who are we? I cannot tell you what you are. You can only go and experience it. Only you can experience it. And when you experience it, you will not be able to tell anyone what you are. You will just say, I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. You see that there's nothing behind that. I never could understand that for the longest of me. Why do you say, I am that I am? What? I don't understand. I am. I am the I am. What? Because everything that came after the I am was. Everything that came after the I am was. And the I am was everything. So that man over there, that house, that car, that bank account that you are comparing yourself to, do you not realize that you have the same capability and you have access to it just as he does? As long as you can get out of your own way. I am that I am. So now when I understand that I am, I will see that there is no comparison. And now because I see that there's no comparison, this is what we call perfection. Perfection, my friend. You're perfect. You're perfect. You're perfect. Hear it. Hear me. Hear me when I say this. You're perfect. You're perfect. You are perfect. You're perfect. How can you not be? If everything is just this one thing and we all, I don't care what religion you're part of, what spirituality, what your practice is, does not matter. We can all come to one universal truth that everything is the all. How you say it is irrelevant, but you have that deep understanding. So if that's the case, if that's all there is, what am I comparing myself to? Because I remember I had to have at least two of something. But if there's only one of everything, and I recognize that I am the one thing, what am I comparing to? Perfection is the recognition that there is only one thing. There is no comparison. There is no contrast. See, everything's perfect until there's something else to compare it to. You see, this vacation was perfect until you went on the next vacation. Do you see how this works? So what's the point? What's the point? What's the point? Tell me. D, what's the point? This is cool. Sounds cool. Got me riled up. Yeah, it got me. Yeah. What's the point? You don't need to compare yourself to anyone. I wouldn't compare. I would compare. Con. C-O-N. Not compare. Compare. Without. Without comparison. Pair means two. There is no two. It's without two. It was just one. So now that I recognize that, I don't need to compare myself to anybody. Okay, why though am I comparing myself? Oh. I know why I'm comparing myself. Because I still rooted my self-worth in people, places, and things. And that was just a survival mechanism that I learned when I was young by modeling my father or my mother or my pastor or whoever. This is actually just a wound. So I need to go back and reparent that part of myself that was constantly comparing, that maybe didn't feel like it was good enough. Maybe that felt shame. Maybe that it felt guilt. Maybe it felt neglect. Maybe it felt abandonment. I need to go and reparent that version of myself. If I reparent that version of myself, guess what ends up happening? Now I become just a little bit more whole. And the more whole that I am, I see myself as all that I am. Oh my goodness. The only comparison, the only competition was myself. And there wasn't even competition anymore. I work with a lot of athletes and they think I'm nuts when I tell them that there's no competition is stupid. I'm going to use this human words. I really don't think it's stupid, but I have to say it like this. I say this for a kind of like a shock value, but I say like competition is ridiculous. Why would you ever compete? For what? Every time that you compete, you're coming from a place of lack. Yeah, but how am I going to beat them? What is there to win? Okay, you won the game. Now what? Okay, you won the sum of money. Now what? You think like when you're on your deathbed, all of a sudden it's going to be like, oh yeah, he won 6 championships. So what? When you die, guess what? You can go 6 feet in the ground like everybody else. Your mind is created though. This whole construct of, yeah, but if I win, then I'm validated. I'm enough. Like, what does it matter? So here's my point. It's less about competition and more about creation, because creation is your divine nature. See, we understand spirit can't not create. It's constantly asking itself what I can become. But the spirit always comes from a place of abundance. Spirit does not come from a place of lack. So every time that I'm competing, I'm actually living through my ego. I'm actually living through the part of me that actually is creating comparison. I'm living from the fractured part of me instead of the absolute, the divine part of me. Do you see how this works? So I stop competing. When you stop competing, you'll stop comparing. When you stop comparing, you can start creating. And this is the three C's, triple C's right here. Competition. Get rid of it. You'll get rid of comparison, which will give you creation. Competition minus comparison equals creation. So, I know for me personally, as a quote-unquote former athlete, I always thought I was supposed to win and create, you know, and beat everybody. Now I'm like, ain't nothing to win. There's nothing to win. There's nothing to win. Nothing. So now I don't even have to compare. Man, did you see what he got to do when he did this? Wow, that's cool. Good for him. Fantastic. I hope he learns all the lessons that he needs to along his journey when he's in that part of his life. Cool. What can I do in my life to learn just a little bit more? What am I capable of? Who can I become? What can I do? You see, it's always reflect, 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 reflect. The moment that you realize that there was nothing to win, you'll stop running the motherfucking rat race. And this is what the Matrix did. The Matrix made you think that there was something to win by making you think that there was something to lose. Do you see how this works? You think that there's something to lose. So what are you doing? You're competing to win. But when you realize that there was nothing that you could lose, I don't even have to. Y'all got it? Go ahead. Go ahead. Somebody said, what happened if somebody broke in and they did? Have it. You can take it. You can have it. I've done this before. I've done this. I told you I was a part of fraud. I lost everything. Everything. When I tell you everything, everything. I woke up on Christmas morning of 2019 with an alert from Chase Bank saying a negative $135 with no money coming in. I was unemployment from the state of Indiana trying to get money just so I could like survive. I would take that money and go pay a babysitter and go sit out in the woods. So I've been here. When I realized I was so afraid of losing something because I thought I had to win, I stopped running the race when I realized there was nothing to win. There was nothing to win. There was nothing to win. But the rat race made me think, you got to make this much. You got to have this by this. You got to have. So now what does that do? It creates a scarcity mindset. Creates a survival, competitive, alpha male. The complete opposite of my divine nature. My divine nature says, here, you can have it. So when I tell you, I've been there. I lost everything. We had a $250,000, quarter of a million dollar settlement. This guy said, hey, I did you wrong here. I'm going to give you $250,000. But in order for you to get this, you have to sign this non-disclosure that says you cannot mention anything else about me. You cannot talk about it just as you're doing on your podcast. You cannot go on and write a book about it. You cannot make a movie about it. You cannot discuss anything that I have done to you purposely ever if you want this $250,000. I have to tell you this because I never expressed this before. That $250,000 was quote unquote needed. That $250,000 would have helped in the financial and the material world. But guess what? I realized there was nothing to win here. There was nothing to win. So I let the $250,000. I said, I'm not signing that. You go ahead. Because somehow inside, deep down inside, I knew that $250,000 was going to keep me from being able to help people. I don't know if I have this podcast because I can't talk about my journey. I can't talk about my experiences. You see how this works? Somehow my higher self already knew because the real me already existed outside of space and time. And as my mama used to say, the spirit, God already knew the end from the beginning. So it knew, you can't sign this. Don't you do it. And there was something in my solar plexus chakra that wouldn't allow me to take action to the point where my attorney, who I was paying $5,000 a month to that I didn't even have the money to, he said, you're crazy for not signing this. I said, you're right. You're right, I am crazy. I'm crazy in your world. Then I understood how Jesus felt when the Pharisees said, who do you say you are? And Jesus said, I am whoever you say I am. Because I will be whatever you, however you see me. Because you and I are the same thing. I'm just a mere reflection of you. And I'm here to tell you this right now. That $250,000 that I didn't get was the best thing that I never got. It was the best thing. Hear me when I say this. Hear the paradox. It was the best thing that I never got. Normally you think the best thing is when you receive something. No. It was the best thing that I never got. I sit and reflect. Tears of joy, tears of gratitude of how many lives I've been able to touch. How many lives I've been able to touch through my testimony, through my hardship, through my struggle. If I had not been through that, I don't even know if this is touching you in this way. I don't even know if it's having an impact on you if I had not been able to talk about it. Forget about the money. What about the souls? What about the lives? What about people's hearts who needed to be healed, but they needed to trust you? In order to trust you, they needed to know your story. They needed to know that you weren't some of these social media people getting on just talking about something because they read something in the book. They needed to know, no, he got mud on him. He's been in the trenches. He's been at the top of the top and the low of the low. We need to make sure that he's safe. We need to sniff him out. But if I sign that, I don't know if you can sniff me out. Maybe you would have been able to. Maybe I would have resonated with your spirit enough. But my point of this is this. It wasn't until I let go. It wasn't until I let go. And I said, I don't care. Ain't nothing here to win. There ain't nothing to win. I don't care if I make it great, if I don't make it great, if I don't, I don't care. I don't even care. It wasn't until I let go. Remember, the spirit holds on to no thing. And that's why it's everything. So comparison is one of the biggest things that keep us from seeing the divine that is within us, the divine that we are. It's comparison. Spirit never compared itself to anything because it realized it was everything. And when you live from the place of the spirit, the self, the essence of what you actually are, your divine nature, there will be no comparison and there will be no competition. So the 3D minds ask me sometimes, they say, well, what are you? You don't have goals? No, I don't have goals, if I'm being honest with you. I have intentions. I have intentions. I have, DG has intentions of where he wants to go. But DG also understands through deep, extensive work on himself that spirit's going to take him wherever he needs to go so his heart can heal wounds and learn on this incarnation. If we look at the quantum mechanics of it, the observer is what collapsed the wave into the particle. When you give attention, you cannot have attention without intention. Intention is what comes first. When I give intention, I will have attention. And attention is what collapsed the wave into the particle. And that particle is what froze and materialized itself into matter. And matter is what I called my reality. It was about me being intentional. It was about being intentional. So if this has helped you at all along your journey, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I could be the one who could help you. I would like to meet you. I would like to help you more, whether that's through release, which is a 6-month program. You still got time to sign up. We're going to get started on this journey in April. You can get signed up. Get yourself signed up. Join the community. You save 50%. Join the community. You save 50%. Join the community. You get 50% off. It's already $600 for 6 months. $100 a month, but you can get it for 50% off. Get yourself signed up. If you want more interaction, let's go on a retreat. We got spots left for the Grand Canyon. That's almost sold out. And we got spots for Hawaii. Hawaii is going to be magical. See, what I didn't tell you was DG Mindset rented out the whole entire resort. So it's only us. It will just be us there. There will be nobody else there. It is just us. However many souls come, it will be a magical experience. If you have not been to Hawaii, if you have been to Hawaii, you will know what I'm talking about. The energy in Hawaii is divine. I just want to tell you thank you. I just want to tell you thank you for you continuing on your journey. Do not compare yourself to anyone. Do not compare yourself to anyone. Recognize what you are. Continue to heal your wounds. Continue to find yourself. Continue to be yourself. Continue to know yourself. And then you'll see that there was no comparison. You were already perfect. Strive to be better, but you were perfect just as you are in this moment that we call now. As always, I wish you nothing but the best on the pathway to your results.